The Masters, Golf, Money, and Power in Augusta, Georgia, by Kurt Sampson. Copyright 1998-1999 by Kurt Sampson. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with Jim Donovan Literary and was produced in 2002 by Blackstone Audiobooks, Incorporated, which holds the copyright there, too. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Barrett Whitener. In Memory of Dave Marr. The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. George Bernard Shaw. I forgot everything I remember. Dan Williams, one of the builders of Augusta National Golf Club. Acknowledgements. The club operates under established customs rather than rules, the spirit of which all members are expected to observe. The principal points are as follows. 2. The club wants no publicity except with respect to the Masters Tournament. Our members wish to enjoy the seclusion of a private club and prefer their visits at the club not to be publicized. It is expected that members shall actively discourage any form of publicity pertaining to the club, about which they have advanced knowledge, if it is unrelated to the tournament, and especially if it is to be commercial in form. From the Annual Report to Members. Mr. X, could you help me find out the year Jock Whitney and Freeman Gosden joined? Mr. X, like every Augusta National member I've met, is a warm...